First question when you are implementing a high availability system is high availability. What is high availability and what are you looking at being highly available? Is it the hardware? Is it the software? Is it the service? Which component is critical from your environment's point of view to be the highly available component? General definition of what is high availability is a service implementation or system design approach that ensures a pre-arranged level of operational performance that will be met during contractual measurement period. So keywords are what is your system, what all things that you encompass in what you call your system that should be highly available, and how do you measure that the system is available or not available. This hardware is up and running, is that available? If the service is working or not working, which bit is available, which bit is not available? How do you decide that the whole setup is available or not available? And at every place, in every environment, that definition will be different. Some formulas. Mean time between failure and mean time between repairs. You're looking at a HA setup, you don't want to consider the mean time between repairs, how long it's going to take to repair this system, which is why you want to have the HA system in the first place, is you don't want to wait for the thing to be repaired. But that's kind of a book definition of what your availability is if you have to actually wait for repairs. And if the ratio is out of proportion, then that's when you want to actually go for a high availability setup. System design consideration, what's a very basic, simple DMF setup? You have a DMF server, a tape library associated as a backend, possibly a fiber channel RAID device, which is your data storage. And the DMF server will be accessed by some clients who are going to use this file system that is presented. They may be users on the DMF server itself in some environments where the DMF server itself is actually the application server, or in other environments where the DMF server is purely a file store and you are accessing that file store via other clients who are the actual application servers or who are the desktop system users that want to access that file store. What components can actually fail in this simple setup, and how you can mitigate those failures? This is even before you have considered whether you really want high availability or not. These are the basic things that you're looking for in designing your system. Components with lowest MTBF, or higher failure rates, disks. So to get over the problem of individual disks failing, you look at some kind of a RAID setup, mirrored disks or RAID 5 or RAID 6. Disks inside the system that you configure through software RAID, or you look for a higher protection, higher serviceability by looking at a external hardware RAID that has its own internal duplication of controllers and paths and things like that. So external RAIDs you would normally consider to be more reliable. Depends again on your definition of availability and reliability. They are usually external RAIDs designed for no single point of failure. So they would normally have two power rails, they have two power supplies, two controllers, two sets of back-end channels and everything, all redundant, so that if a single component fails within the hardware RAID setup, you still get full service out of the RAID controller or the RAID array, although it may be with a little diminished performance. So that's one way of reducing your MTBF. Tape drives and tape libraries. So you may have a tape library that may be the robotics, may be a single point of failure. You at least try to mitigate availability by having multiple tape drives. So if you have one or two tape drives fail, you can still access all your data through the other tape drives. And so you can look at reducing MTBF by having redundant hardware components. What else internal to the system that will affect your availability? Hardware, CPU, the hardware itself, how reliable the hardware is, motherboard failure rates, power supply failure rates, design, assembly, all those kind of normal things that you look at in the hardware. Software, how reliable is the software stack? Well, mostly we have Linux, so your experience may vary with what version of Linux you are running and how reliable it is and what bugs you encounter. Kernel, what applications are running, whether you need updates or whether you have a policy of applying updates regularly or not applying updates regularly.